Well, welcome to Blue Crew Diaries and Empire Podcast. My name is Daryl, and I will be your host as we take a look behind the mask, so to speak, sharing stories, insights, and experiences from the unique perspective of the baseball umpire. In this episode, we'll discuss a few of the 2025 Little League rules changes in a bit more detail. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, drop me a line at bluecrewdiaries@gmail.com. So if you're ready, grab your indicator and plate brush, and let's hit the field. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to episode 11 of the Blue Crew Diaries and Umpire Podcast. If I sound a little off in this episode, I am getting over a cold, so little stuffed up, but we're going to do this anyway. So, first on the agenda, there are still Little League umpire outreach clinics going on all across the country. Go to littleleagueumpire.org, the Little League Umpire Registry. If you have not signed up for the Umpire Registry, why not? It doesn't cost you anything, and there is some great stuff on there. It also allows you to sign up for these outreach clinics. Other than that, I'm sure you guys by now know that I'm a big advocate for the YouTube Rules Clinic videos from California District 4. It looks like they have their yearly series pretty much complete, including a softball rules clinic video. So if you're not a softball umpire, or you're not a baseball umpire and you want to do softball, that's probably the video for you. Or do both. Why not? Other than that, let's get on to the main topic. If you want to go back to episode 7 of the Blue Crew Diaries, we talked a little bit about the significant updates to the 2025 Little League rulebook. And there were some things in there that I wanted a little bit more clarification on, some stuff that really kind of didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But thankfully, my prayers have been answered. I received an email the other day from a gentleman by the name of Dave. Dave, thank you for reaching out. And in that email, aside from telling me that he enjoys the podcast, he also sent me the link to the updated Little League Make the Right Call casebook. So, for those of you who do not know the Make the Right Call casebook, it is basically a miniaturized rulebook, but it's one of these. If you're, all right, here's a situation. If you're presented with this situation, here's the rule that situation would fall under, and here's how you should handle that situation. So it really gives a little more clarity on some of the stuff that I wanted some more clarity on. So let's just start at the top and go down. I'm not going to read the entire Make the Right Call casebook. I'm just going to go with like the new updated type stuff. As far as the biggest thing here is illegal equipment versus improper equipment or damaged equipment. Really, the only illegal equipment that is grounds for ejection immediately is an improper or an illegal bat. So if you are umpiring a majors game and you have a batter step into the box that has a bat that says BB Corps or USSSA or something like that, It does not have that USA Baseball logo. That is grounds for immediate ejection for using an illegal bat. Improper equipment isn't immediately grounds for ejection. Improper equipment is to be removed or disallowed, you know, have its use disallowed by the umpire. And if it is discovered that it is being used after the umpire has disallowed its use, then it could be subject to ejection because the umpire has already said, you can't use this, go get rid of it. And we're talking like choke-up knobs or like batting donuts, stuff like that. Obviously, batting donuts are allowed in junior and senior, but we're mainly talking majors and minors right now. So if it is discovered that, say, a choke-up knob is being used on the bat, the umpire will advise the player or the manager. If it was me, I would go to the manager myself and simply just call time, go to the manager, hey, he can't have that on his bat. Simple, right? So if that happens, the player will remove the choke-up knob, or should remove the choke-up knob from the bat. Now, if they come up to bat the next time and have that choke-up knob on the bat again, now we're kind of flirting with ejection. Because I've already told you once, you cannot have this. You can't use it per the rule book. And now you're trying to use it again. Yeah, I'd be flirting with ejection on that one. Let's see. Same idea with damaged equipment. If there's a helmet that's damaged, it has a crack in it, or something like that, you can't just toss the player for using damaged or improper equipment. Now, if you tell them to get rid of it and they continue trying to use it, now we're getting into ejection land. Let's see here. Oh, this is a biggie. Situation. A player comes to bat wearing a wristwatch. Is this allowed? I have been known, I shouldn't say known on occasion, but known quite a bit to wear my watch when I'm umpiring out on the field. I mainly use it to time in between innings. I just to kind of get off track a little bit here, I'm not thrilled with Little League's whole 1 minute from the last out of the last inning to the first pitch of the next inning. I get it. They're trying to speed the game up. But that does not give you a lot of time. I mean, 1 minute for all the defensive players to come off, the new defensive players to go out, the pitcher to warm up. You know, maybe the catcher's not ready. So now the 1 minute has expired. The catcher is just now coming out. Well, according to Little League, that pitcher doesn't get to have any warm-up pitches, because the 1 minute is over. I don't agree with that. Now, the league that I umpire for, that I'm going to be honest, I may not umpire for this year. There's a lot of drama and people trying to serve themselves behind the scenes that has absolutely nothing to do with the kids who are playing. It's all adults trying to get things to go their way. And I don't agree with some of the stuff that's going on, so I may not umpire for that league this year. But one of the things that they could do a lot better at is trying to speed up those inning changes. Because, I mean, I've sat there and sometimes they're like 5, 6, 7 minutes between innings. So, and I know, you know, it's more my call. I could, you know, kind of stand up for myself and say, okay, guys, let's go. But I don't know why. Anyway, getting back on topic. So a player comes, steps in the box, has a wristwatch on. Is this legal? According to the 2025 rules, yes. Players may wear jewelry, provided it does not pose harm or injury. I could see a wristwatch being a problem, especially if a pitch is just a little bit inside and, you know, glances off the player's wrist or something like that. That could hurt. However, watches, all right, they can wear a watch. It just cannot have two-way communication capability. So if you have an Apple smartwatch, you can't use it. Okay. The watch that I wear out on the field is just a regular old Casio. I mean, it's got the digital display, but it still has the old school hands that a lot of players this day and age have no idea how to read because they don't teach that in school anymore, apparently. Just like a lot of schools aren't teaching cursive writing. Why? I have no idea. So, yes, a watch is allowed. Let's see. I'm just going down through here, picking some stuff out. Okay. Rule 1.16, Situation A. The Newtown Little League Tigers come to the game with 7 highly polished chrome-colored batting helmets. Is this allowed? Pardon me. That is not allowed. It is illegal. Batting helmets must have a non-glare surface and not be mirror-like in appearance. However, this is not grounds for ejection under Rule 3.01A. It is not grounds for ejection. They just can't use the helmets. Same thing with Situation B. During pregame equipment inspection, the Noxay stamp on several of the home team's helmets cannot be located. Again, remove the helmets from play. That's it. This is not grounds for ejection. Oh, what else do we have here? It continues batting order. A lot of this is stuff that, you know, administrative stuff that, yes, the, you know, the umpire should know, but it's not, you know, not a huge deal. Let's see here. All right. So Rule 3.01, damaged or improper equipment is used during the game. The use of damaged or improper equipment. Now that's damaged or improper equipment is not grounds for ejection. The only one, like I said, that is grounds for immediate ejection is a illegal bat. The use of an illegal bat, that being one that does not meet the specifications of Rule 1.10 or has pine tar, is the only example of illegal equipment and will always, always result in an ejection as provided by Rule 6.06D. Damaged, improper, and illegal equipment, including an illegal bat, must be removed from the game at the point of discovery and subject to ejection from any point thereafter under Rules 3.01A, 6.06D, and or 9.01B. So, if you have an illegal bat, it is an immediate ejection. Immediate. If you have a player that steps into the box with a, let's just say a helmet that you notice has a large crack in it, that is not grounds for ejection. Because it's damaged equipment. It is not illegal equipment. Very simple. You tell them, hey, time. You got to go get another helmet. Can't use that one. Simple. All right. So, really, that's the big one that I was kind of hung up on. I think I've kind of talked enough about that. Yeah. So that is where we are at for that one. Dave, again, thank you very much for reaching out and sending me the link to this this Make the Right Call casebook. And the link to it will be in the description here on the podcast, and also in the description down below on YouTube for those of you who are listening to this episode there. So with that comes this week's trivia question. So last week, the question was, does Little League have a must slide rule? And the answer to that is technically no. There is no must slide rule. However, per the rule book, the runner under Rule 7.08, subsection 3, the runner must either slide or attempt to get around a fielder who has the ball and is waiting to make a tag. So if the runner does not slide or attempt to avoid contact, the runner is out. Also, if you're working majors and below, the runner is out if they slide head first while advancing to the next base. If they leave the base they're at to advance and then they turn around and retreat back to that base and go in head first, that is perfectly fine. But if they go into the base head first while trying to retreat, that is illegal and cannot be done. And I have seen that. I saw that the very, very first game I went over and watched. I wasn't even officially an umpire yet. I just went over and watched one of the games. It was one of the first games of the season. And runner coming home, came in, slid head first. Now, the problem was the runner was safe at home. And I'm standing kind of behind the fence, kind of behind home plate, and the umpire, he's already got his mask off, he's in a good position, he sees that the runner slides in and the runner is safe, but he went in head first, And I literally heard the umpire say, "Oh man." Yeah, like head first slide, runners out. Yeah, and even the umpire wasn't thrilled about having to call this runner out because they made a simple mistake and simply forgot. Oh well, it is what it is. So no, Little League does not have a must slide rule. The runner simply has to slide or attempt to avoid contact. Which brings us to this week's question. Or this month's question, I should say. This is, again, going back to episode 7. What is the penalty if an illegal bat is discovered being used during a game? This has changed this year. What is the penalty if an illegal bat is discovered being used during a game? Think you know the answer? You can always go back to episode 7. Answer's right in there. So that is going to do it for this month's episode. Oh, I love doing these. They're so much fun. Yeah, so again, Dave, thank you very much for reaching out. I greatly appreciate it. I hope everybody is enjoying these podcasts. I know they're not the greatest thing in the world, just kind of a talking head. But I do try to make them as good as I can. So if you're enjoying them, let me know. If there are things that I can do to improve, let me know. And if you send me an email saying, well, the biggest thing you can improve on is stop talking because you talk way too much. Yeah, that's not going to change. Sorry, guys. So, having said that, as always, thank you all for listening, and I will see you on the diamond.